Irvine considers withdrawal from Orange County Power Authority. The Irvine City Council will consider withdrawing from the Orange County Power Authority December 29. The special meeting was agendized by City Councilors Mike Carroll, Larry Agron, and Kathleen Tresider and comes shortly after the Orange County Board of Supervisors' decision to withdraw from the agency December 20. The OCPA has faced scrutiny since it began providing energy to some residents and businesses in Irvine, Huntington Beach, Buena Park, and Fullerton. Formed in 2020, the agency promised to supply more renewable energy to county residents for a lower cost compared to the region's primary electricity provider Southern California Edison. The Orange County Board of Supervisors December 20 voted to withdraw the county's unincorporated areas from the OCPA. Just prior to that, the OCPA faced an audit launched by the county supervisors, which revealed prices increased up to 7% for residential consumers in January and February. It also revealed that twice as many customers opted out of its services at 16.5% compared to its own projections. The Power Authority also lost nearly three times more customers compared to 19 other community choice energy providers in California, according to the findings. There was additional criticism from a June grand jury report titled Orange County Power Authority, Come Clean, which raised concerns over an alleged lack of transparency and inexperienced management. Irvine Mayor Farah Khan told the Epoch Times that she disagrees with the call for a special meeting to consider withdrawal from the OCPA. "I'm very disappointed by my colleagues and a select few OC electees who, without understanding what are and how they work, are making hasty decisions at the detriment of the community," Khan said. Community choice aggregations allows local governments to procure power on behalf of their residents and offer a greener energy option for residents. OCPA is providing residents and businesses an option outside of the monopoly, and now it will provide a basic rate 2% lower than, Khan said. Khan said working with OCPA is necessary to meet the state's electrification goals. The California Air Resource Board voted unanimously this month to mandate carbon neutrality by 2045, in part through reducing fossil fuel demand by 86% within that time frame. "There's no point in electrification if it isn't with renewable energy," Khan said. "Anyone who is truly working to improve climate goals would do whatever they could to make this work. This is a proven way to move towards 100% renewable energy." Senator Dave Min sent a letter December 27 to Irvine and Huntington Beach to better understand the potential financial liability faced by the two cities' involvement in the OCPA. He referenced how Irvine was the only city that ponied up funds to kick off the agency's launch, totaling $7.5 million to cover startup costs. He requested estimates of the two cities' financial losses if they were to withdraw from OCPA, or if OCPA terminated their operations. Min said that OCPA's attempt to join the community choice energy community, which has a strong track record benefiting customers and advancing zero-emission goals, has faced serious questions about its transparency, its operations, and its ultimate purpose. Last week, Huntington Beach requested its city manager to present withdrawal options from OCPA. Min said in a December 27 statement, "This, along with the county's recent leave, has raised serious concerns about the solvency and viability of OCPA, which in turn raise concerns about the financial exposure that the city of and its taxpayers face if OCPA were to fail.